This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. The sheriff's office is investigating a home invasion that happened Saturday on Arn Ward Road. Two masked bandits allegedly forced one victim to hand over $650 in cash while another victim was held at gunpoint. The suspects were described as black males dressed in all black wearing ski masks. Other individuals in the home at the time said they did not witness the incident. A Bolton man faces multiple charges after he was arrested with drugs and firearms in Curry. Jameson Freeman, age 36, was on release from prison on felony drug charges. Probation and parole agents found methamphetamines, opiates, and cocaine during a warrantless search of his home, as well as two firearms. He is currently in the Bladen County Jail under no bond. Temperatures next week are expected to be well below normal starting on Monday. Tuesday's highs are expected to be in the 30 to 35 degree range. That's right, that's highs, folks. Temperatures will nosedive after moderating tomorrow and through the weekend. There's a chance of some winter precipitation on Tuesday and Wednesday, but it's still too far out to say exactly what will happen. Our meteorologist, Christopher Cawley, breaks it down on the CCN Weather blog on our website. Just remember to bundle up the kids, check your pipes and pump house lights, and make sure the pets are prepared for the coldest air we've seen in several years. Governor Josh Stein today issued an executive order about abortion that might spark the first battle between the governor's office and the General Assembly. Stein directed state cabinet agencies not to cooperate with investigations, prosecution, or fines directed at abortion providers who might violate the state's new abortion law. He also instructed Health and Human Services to require more patient privacy information protection from healthcare providers and to pursue other ways to shield abortion providers from criminal action. North Carolina's 2023 law dropped the abortion time limit from 20 weeks of pregnancy to 12 weeks. In-person counseling is also required at least 72 hours before an abortion. Southern Commercial Development, a contractor for CSX Railways, will close five railroad crossings in eastern Columbus and northern Brunswick County for repairs starting on January 20th. The repairs will be completed one at a time to reduce traffic delays. They're going to start in Brunswick County and should end in the Acme community by January 30th, depending on the weather. Saturday will be the Martin Luther King Jr. Unity March in downtown Whiteville. The procession starts at Vineland Station and goes to the courthouse, where there will be music and speeches. The event starts at 10 a.m. The march is sponsored by the Whiteville chapter of the Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. The warming station is open from 7 p.m. until 7 a.m. nightly at Facts of Life Church. That's at 506 North Lee Street in Whiteville. Pastor Daisy Brooks said hours will be extended on extremely cold days. Volunteers are needed from area churches and civic groups. Donations of baby supplies, coffee, bottled water, and toilet paper are welcome. Call 910-918-4531 if you can help out. A fundraiser plate sale for the family and children of Misty Crib will be held January 25th from 11 until 2 p.m. at Murph Spawn in Whiteville and at Happy Home Baptist Church in Nakina. Tickets are $10. They're available at a number of area businesses. See the story online for more or call 910-625-0952 for tickets. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.